Jibril goes to visit him, or he just, the hadith, next part of the hadith, O Zara akhallahu fillah, or he just visits any Muslim, any brother of his, he visits, and the condition is fillah, he's only doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no ulterior motives. Not that this person is a rich person, this person is a famous person, I might get something in return from him, nothing like that. I'm only doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be pleased with my visiting, that I'm going to visit him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how Allah will recompensate, or Allah will compensate this person for his action. Nadahu munadin, an angel calls out. And this action of this person going out for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to visit a sick or a person who's not even sick, an angel calls out, bi an tibta, that may you be blessed. Wa taba mamshak, you're walking, you're moving, may all that be blessed also. Wa tabawwa'ta min al-jannati manzila, and may you receive an abode in paradise. So three du'as a person gets from a malaika, from the angel, because of him just visiting a sick person or visiting his brother, but he's doing it solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very, very important thing. The person is doing something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Three du'as he gets, that he must be blessed, his walking must be blessed, and may he receive a palace and abode in Jannah. Another hadith we did, and Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innama mathal al-jalisi salih wal-jalisi su' kahamil al-misk. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an example. This was the style of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would give examples. The ulama say, if we want to teach the children, we want to explain to people something, use examples, because the mind can understand examples very easily. If you explain something that's difficult without an example, it doesn't simplify it, it doesn't make it that much easier to understand than like using an example. So Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives a very beautiful example. He says, A person in Nama Mathalul Jalisi Salih, a good companion compared to a person who's not a good companion, he got bad akhlaq, he got bad mannerism, bad ways, etc. So this is the example of those two people, two companions that you may have. One is a good companion, one is a bad companion. Kahamil al Misk. The good companion is like that person who sells perfume, he sells musk. He's a perfume seller. You go spend some time with him, what will happen? Wanafiq al Kir. And the person who is a bad person, a person who is a person who doesn't have akhlaq, good akhlaq, etc., he's like that blacksmith dealing in fire, dealing with that flames and that smoke and all that all the time. So these are the two examples, good example, a good person and a bad person. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam expands a little bit more on the first person who was the perfume smeller. فَحَامِلُ الْمِسْكِ إِنَّمَا يُحْذِيَكَ وَإِمَّا أَن تَبْتَاعَ مِنْهُ. One of two things will happen. Actually, one of three things, but the first two things I mentioned here, is the first thing that might happen is, while you're sitting with that person who's a musk seller, a perfume seller, he might take out some perfume and he might give you some perfume to use. So that's the first benefit you'll get by staying in his company. Well, the second thing is, whilst you're there, you might decide you want to purchase some perfume. So both ways you got some benefit. You purchased some perfume or he gave you some perfume. The third way, وَإِمَّا أَن تَجِدَ مِنْهُ رِيحًا طَيِّبَةً. The third way is that you might get beautiful smell from there. Either you don't purchase it, or either he doesn't give you any perfume, but you are benefiting from getting a beautiful smell, beautiful fragrance. Ulama explained what is meant by these examples, is that a person is rubbing off those beautiful qualities of spending in a person, good person's, good companion's presence, is those character, his ways, his style, his mannerism, the way he speaks, the way he's dealing with people, you are observing all this, all that is rubbing off onto you, like how that smell of the perfume comes onto you, this also comes to you. It's not very hard to understand. Generally, people that keep the company of those people, ulama, the pious, you'll see those colors also rub off on them. They also start getting that good akhlaq, that good character, etc., so long as they are sincere in spending time with the pious people. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam expands on the second part. وَنَافِخُ الْكِيرِ, this blacksmith, إِمَّا أَيُّحْرِقَ ثِيَابَكَ. The first thing that might happen is, because of all the flames that are going and all the smoke, etc., the first thing that might happen is your clothes might get burnt, because you're staying so close in his companionship that your clothes might get burnt there. وَإِمَّا أَن تَجِدَ مِنْهُ رِيحًا مُنْتِنَةً. If your clothes don't get burnt by him, you don't get some kind of flame burning your clothes, then the next thing that will happen is you'll get that heavy smell, that smoke coming, that billowing smoke coming towards you, where you'll have to battle with that smoke in his company. So that will hit you if your clothes don't get damaged. So this is an example of a person staying in the company of those people that are drug addicts, those people that are thieves, those people that don't have good akhlaq, those people that don't read salah. those people that waste their time and while their time away, whilst you're sitting in their company, maybe directly you won't get affected, but that akhlaq will rub off, those language that they use, soon that will become your language. Their styles and their mannerisms of cheating in business, that will become your style, because you will now think this is the norm. This is how it should be done. So now that will rub off against the person, like how those flames and the smoke gets it. This person sitting in the company of the blacksmith, that bad akhlaq, those bad mannerisms, those bad ways, automatically rub off on this person that's keeping that bad company. So what a beautiful example Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us for us to understand. Today's hadith, Nabi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, qal, tunkahul mar'atu li arba'a, li maliha, wa li hasabiha, wa li jamaliha, wa li diniha, فَاظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ تَرِبَتْ يَدَاكَ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلِيهِ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that a woman gets married for three reasons. Now we might be thinking that how this is fitting in this chapter, that we're talking about marriage here and then we're talking about good companion. Because remember something, the person's friends are his companions, a person's circle is his companion, but his life companion is his wife. That life companion Allah Pak has given him is this woman. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us now, when you're choosing a life companion, somebody that's going to be with you through the thick, through the thin, through the happy days, through the sad days, through the sickness, through old age, whatever it is, it's going to be your lifelong companion, your wife. Now how careful you should be when you're choosing this companion also. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that a woman gets married for three reasons. The first is limaliha, maybe she's a very wealthy woman. So naturally people get attracted to a wealthy woman, that they will also benefit from her wealth, from her affluence, from her lifestyle. They may also benefit from that. The next thing is wali hasabiha, is her lineage. She comes from a very prominent family. So naturally if you marry to somebody from a prominent family, you will share in the prominence of that lineage, that family, that background, that social standing that they appreciate, that they enjoy. You will also benefit from that. So that's the second reason why a person chooses a particular woman. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions wali jamaliha, the third reason why a woman gets chosen for in marriage. In this hadith it is mentioned the third reason is because of her beauty. That because she's very, very beautiful, very attractive, now people naturally get taken towards her, their hearts get won over because of that beauty that she has. And the fourth thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions wali diniha, the fourth reason why a woman gets married is because of her piety. So the first three reasons we find that after some time, these three reasons, they can go away very quickly. Wealth can come and overnight that wealth can go away. How many people we hear of? They were wealthy, very wealthy. Overnight conditions changed, the economic situation changed, whatever shares they had or the properties they had, somehow that also disappeared, the money went away. So that can go away of this woman. The next thing can go away very easily is that the lineage that she enjoys, that for some reason, whatever reason, that lineage, that social standing that family enjoyed many years ago, they're no longer enjoying that type of social standing. They don't have that type of reputation because their wealth has gone away, so their reputation also has gone. Or some kind of one or two people from that family got involved in wrong things. It brought disrepute to the whole family. So even the reputation can go away. The next thing is, wali jamaliha, naturally a woman's beauty as she ages, as she has children, as she moves on with the life and she gets older, naturally this beauty also goes away. So these three things can go away very, very easily. Then fourth thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, wali diniha, that her deen, her Islam, her practicing, this is the thing that you will really appreciate and you will really enjoy from the day you marry this woman, right up to the day you leave this world or she leaves this world, is the deen that she has. According to the level of deen she has, that's how she will look after you, that's how she will look after the children, that's how she will assist you in reading your salah, she will assist you in being good, she will assist you in getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the level of deen that she has. So therefore the last part of the hadith, فَذْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ تَرِبَتْ يَدَاكْ, that choose the religiousness in a woman, choose her deen, تَرِبَتْ يَدَاكْ, this is an expression, may your hands be soiled. What it means by that, if you don't do this, if you just get carried away for a beauty and she doesn't have deen, if she's got social standing but she doesn't have deen, if she's very, very beautiful or she has a lot of wealth but she doesn't have deen, then may your hand be soiled. If you're going to choose a woman for this, then may you be destroyed. In other words, may you suffer the consequences of what you have chosen. Or it could be that the person is being encouraged that don't do it, choose deen. And may your hand be soiled is just an expression of encouragement that don't do this less. your hands be soiled, lest you face the consequences of making a foolish decision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Beautiful advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even when it comes to a wife, things that people generally look for, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't focus on that. Focus on that thing that will take you closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the net result of companionship. It can either guide you and assist you to flow in the right direction, or it can veer you off the track. It doesn't matter how good the person is. Very, very often you find a youngster from a good family, or even senior people from a good families, good backgrounds, because of them keeping the wrong company, suddenly their name appears in the newspaper, the name appears here, appears there, with the company that they keep in the wrong directions. So Allah Pak, make it such that we keep the good company, the pious, etc. They will help us, inshallah, to receive good, and we will be with them, inshallah, on the day of judgment. Allah Pak, give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah ibn hamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.